The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1989, the Soviet-launched Mars probe Phobos 2 suddenly went out of contact during a close flyby of the Martian moon Phobos, where it intended to deliver a lander. Its identical twin Phobos 1 never even reached the neighborhood of Mars. Both of them were lost to critical programming errors.
Auto sequence initiated. Copy.
The second umbilical now separating from the tower, marking less than 15 seconds. The engines igniting. Ramping up. And liftoff. A year in space starts now. Kelly, Kornienko, and Padalka on their way towards the International Space Station.
In 2015, the first year-long occupancy of the International Space Station began with the launch of Soyuz TMA-16M, carrying astronaut Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Kornienko to the ISS. Medical observations of their year-long stay aboard the station would help NASA prepare for long-term human missions into deep space and possibly to Mars.
Soyuz craft in view from the International Space Station on its final approach towards the Poisk module. Soyuz craft about to get up close and personal with the Poisk module just about 10 meters away.
We are observing the contact.
Yes, yes,
so there is mechanical contact. Everything is fine. Okay, the guys, congratulations.
And contact and capture confirmed. The one-year crew has arrived.
Whether you know him as General Veers from The Empire Strikes Back.
All troops will debark for ground assault. Prepare to target the main generator.
Walter Donovan from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Scaroth, Last of the Jaggeroth. Were any of the hundreds of other characters and roles he's played. British actor Julian Glover was born on this day in 1935. You've seen him in everything from Blake 7 to Space 1999 to Merlin to Game of Thrones. Actor Michael York of Logan's Run fame was born on this day in 1942. Genesis keyboardist Tony Banks in 1950. And Quentin Tarantino was born on this day in 1963. Last but not least, Firefly's big damn hero Nathan Fillion was born on this day in 1971.
I think real hard. Now you could luxuriate in a nice jail cell, but if your hand touches metal, I swear by my pretty floral bonnet, I will end you.
On this day in 1968, the first man in space, cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, died in an accident during routine jet fighter training. Mind-bending artist M.C. Escher died on this day in 1972. And in 2006, Solaris author Stanislaw Lem and Dark Shadows creator Dan Curtis both died. In 1978, the BBC space opera Blake 7 wrapped up its first season with a shocking cliffhanger showing the inexplicable destruction of Blake's starship, the Liberator.
Go on, predict something.
I will project an image on your scanner screen. Space vehicle will be destroyed.
What?
Prediction is still being made.
The show had done well enough for the BBC to give it the thumbs up for a second season. This episode also introduced Orak, a supercomputer with an attitude. In 1982, the novelty song Pac-Man Fever, written and recorded by Buckner and Garcia, hit number 9 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
Pac-Man fever,
When the video game-inspired song broke the top 10, this was probably the peak of video game mania. The quarter-gobbling, dot-munching craze had jumped to a different medium. In 1989, the Enterprise pulled up to the nearest casino.
Baby needs a new pair of shoes.
11 and a boy! Do that a few more times, we're all gonna get well!
Maybe not its best-loved episode, but certainly one of its most memorable. The Star Trek The Next Generation episode, The Royale, was broadcast on this day in 1989. You can read about these events and many more on TheLogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, TheLogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures and K-9, and The Long-Running Audio Adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the Prone Seeker. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.